beginning.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Poopity scoop.
Poopity scoop.
Put them together, and what do you get?
Kanye's new album.
Is there a video or something?
I don't know.
Okay.
I try to avoid all things Kanye.
I completely agree with that normally, but Jared was talking about it last night, and I did a quick Google search, and it got me a 14-second long thing of Kanye doing a stupid dance saying poopity scoop, and I don't understand. It seems like he released a new song.
Yeah, right? For sure.
But if that song is anywhere, I was unable to locate it.
Ray, you want to open up the chat room? It's 9 o'clock.
Sure.
I got to pause to buy tickets at 10.
This is true. I suppose we should do that.
What are you guys buying tickets for at 10 o'clock?
BlizzCon.
Oh, is that already?
Well, buying tickets is. You got to buy them 6 months early.
Okay. Kabam, I don't even know who was first. Like, there were six people in here before I could take a look.
Start the game already!
We are here, just in case anyone was wondering. We're just being quiet.
We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones who make a brighter day. Let's start living.
I thought we were given.
I don't know. It's a choice we're making. We're doing something.
Yeah, we're saving our own lives. Truth will make a better day.
Just you and me. I saw the Infinity Wars. I liked it a whole lot. I have very few complaints.
I hope to see it someday.
It is one of the stronger films. I think it's in the top two or three.
Okay. Craig, are you ready? The sooner we start this show, the sooner you can go to BlizzCon.
I've been waiting on you, man.
I'm ready. I did sit down a tiny bit of show prep.
I'm excited then.
Yeah, a little bit. Not as engaged as I was last week. Because I'm sorry, I'm not feeling well. I ate something and things have been going wrong in my tum-tum.
Did you eat romaine?
I don't know. Maybe. I ate some. My tum-tum zone has been a war zone for like a day and a half now. So
can't have the romaine anymore. You know, that's instant death across like 37 states.
Nope, I'm good. My Steam's already open. That's a great suggestion, though. I'm shockingly on the ball.
Come on, Samurai. We live in the East Coast. We can't grow food here. It's too cold. All we grow here is corn and soybeans. Mother freaking soybeans grow everywhere.
Winter wheat. You can grow winter wheat.
It's true. Taters. You can grow taters. Hobbits. Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby. Just a little bit frisky. I like that song.
I believe you.
All right, let's get this party rolling. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 140th even-numbered installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I guess it's like the 70th even-numbered one, but in any case.
Yes.
I'm the only one with me, as always, KS72, SneakyBean15, they're Ray, they're Ian. Hello, gentle folks.
Hello.
Word up.
Do we consider that a math fact? I mean, it's not really even math, is it? I mean, it's just numbers.
It's just division by two.
Yeah.
I don't know. My math facts would be poor. Very poor.
Would they be like, why is six afraid of seven?
Yeah, it's true. Because 7, 8, 9.
What did zero say to eight? Nice belt.
I never heard that one.
Me either. That was new to me.
I stumbled across this four-year-old that shares a home with me. Tells me awesome jokes all the time.
That one's pretty good.
Yeah. How much did it cost the pirate to get his ear pierced? A buccaneer. All right, I'm better.
Okay. All right, so this is the week of May 9th through the 16th of 2018. You guys are all fired.
Nope. It's always funny. All right, I'm going to do the show again.
All right. Your Deadpool dailies. Today was a green She-Hulk. Thursday, purple Deadpool. Friday, red Gamora. Saturday is a red Widow. Sunday is purple Loki. Monday, blue Dream Warrior. Tuesday, the purple Squirrel. And Wednesday is a blue Doom. over in your 5-day 4-star Kadash.
Doom.
Doom.
Doom. We should have inserted volcanic eruptions and hope everyone in Hawaii is safe.
Well, I already have a request for the sound, so it's too late. I'm already set.
Oh, I didn't know there were sound requests going out.
Apparently.
On the 8th was Baron Mordo. How'd that go for you?
Oh, so far bad. Just so everybody knows, the last one also went not that well. While I got some sound advice, 113 Moon Knight just couldn't cut it against X-23. If for no other reason, her healing is just too savage.
Yeah.
Every turn, she's healing on me. And I'm like, there's only so many croissants I can throw at you before you're fully healed.
Sorry, I got a visual on that.
Well, that's why she keeps getting healed. She's eating all those croissants. She's feeling good.
Right. So, I mean, I came close, but not enough that I was willing to pursue. This time, it just looks bad. Like, I got 4 levels of his purple power, but man, that Doctor Strange. I'm like, my level is just not high enough. Doctor Strange made one critical match, and I was like, I'm out of health.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad. My level 290 champion Mordo got completely wiped the first time.
Wow.
The first day, actually, I tried it 2 times and no luck whatsoever. Then the next time I was able to deny blue so he couldn't stun me and kill me that way.
Right.
And make enough purple that I could do a one-time blast. And strangely enough, he was making like red matches. So he had a ton of red laying around, which of course was his doom because that purple just annihilate him. So
you worked a strangely and a doom into that sentence. That was great.
Yeah, I know. I didn't plan it, but I heard it come out.
My sides are splitting. Call me a doctor. This is the worst episode yet.
Ow! You booted me in the head.
Ow, that really hurts.
Ouch, Charlie. That really hurt. Charlie bit my finger.
The references are going mad.
Okay, coming up next is the big show. Well, it's the big show. Or the big pun, as we like to call him.
Yeah, I didn't know who you were referencing when you said the big show. I was like, for reals?
Big pun. Ray and I have him champed. We should be good to go. Ian's got 5 green. Which one's the green?
Isn't the green the big AoE damage?
Could be. That's not super useful against one person.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't sound that good.
Ian, why don't you ever make things easy on yourself?
I don't know.
Get your colors more correctly.
I'm working on it. I think he can still do it. He's got enough health and enough levels that he'll be okay. Who's he? I don't know who he faces. If it's 5-star Strange again, I'm doomed.
I hope not. Yeah. 5-star Strange is difficult no matter who you have. Hashtag doom.
Oh, yeah, the green is where you stun your friends and deal damage to the enemy team plus more for every downed enemy. So you're not stunning your friends and you're not getting extra damage.
Hmm.
Yeah, and unfortunately, my build with him is a 5-3-5. So if that tells you anything, the green's probably not gonna do so good.
I'll see what I can do.
Samurai says you got to fight Carol.
Samurai says deny black. He did. I saw that. I saw deny black. For heaven's sake, deny black. I'll do my best, which won't be enough.
What is going on?
Sorry, adjusting my chair. It's squeaky. The squeaky chair does not get greased. All right, coming up after the 18th is, I don't know, some guy with a sword or something. Some character. Never heard of
that, him. That guy? Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was like, you haven't? Fell in my own trap.
Hoisted by your own petard.
Seriously.
That should be easy.
Blade? Yeah, Blade's a powerhouse.
I mean, I don't know where you have him, Ian, but...
That makes 2 of us.
Okay.
Does it make
Hopefully you
us?
Have all 3 powers. I don't know.
He's much like his namesake, he is just forgotten on my roster. He's somewhere. I don't know what level he's at. I don't know what powers he's at.
All right, moving on. Ian will do something with Blade when we report back next week. Your story events. Thick as Thieves is running now. 17,000 will get you 3 patches. 32.5 is that new Natasha.
Well...
74,000 is 30 CP. Top 50 folks get Pega. And 51 to 400 is Star-Lord. Then you got your unstable ISO 8 is next. 12,500 for three Star-Lords. 23,500 is a yellow Peggy. 52,000 for the CP. Top 50 folks is Nico. And 51 to 400 is Ragnarok. Your shield training, I think, is still going on. That's got like another 9-10 days.
It, what? No. Mine's got another 9 hours.
It's got like 9-10 hours? How about that?
Right. Yeah. That's more accurate.
So if you haven't done anything that, I got, you know, one of those. Like the first match. That was nice.
I was able to actually beat two matches with her. I was able to beat Bobby, but... that didn't really give me much. It got me another command point, so that was cool. And it really wasn't worth it because I couldn't defeat it with Natasha. I just had to use my team ups in order to defeat her.
Sure. Let's see. Over in PvP land, we are now in the reality season. I couldn't speak there. It's completely brain didn't work. I was gonna make a real world joke and then it failed. And you know, reality season. In your simulator, there is a blue switch, three Gamoras, and if you get to 2,000, it is a yellow, we all live in a yellow Jubilee.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Four Victory is running, which is the Peggy Carter PvP. 800 is a Carol, Black Carol. 900 is yellow Peggy. 1,200 for the CP. Top 10 folks get Miles. And 11 to 50 is Punisher. So there you go.
Nice.
Ian,
word.
It's your favorite time.
Oh my goodness!
It's the time to make Joe sad.
That's not my favorite part of it, but it is. It is time for me to
poop on.
Rise above the hate and join with everybody's favorite patron, this pie, and tell you about this week's pie, the fringe pie, the pie shaped Bakewell tart. Let me tell you quickly about the Baked Well tart and what you're throwing into this short crust tart shell. Alternating layers of jam and frangipane, and then you shave some almond flakes on top. Ian, I don't even know what frangipane is. How can I add that to my tart?
I was wondering if you were still speaking English. I don't...
I'm here Black to help
Betty.
You.
Frangipane, me... no. Black
Betty. No, it's not Ram Jam. You do put it between the layers of jam. If it is in fact Ram Jam, we will not be eating this pastry. Frangipane, however, for Ray's and everyone else's benefit, butter, sugar, eggs, and ground almonds blended into a paste. The end. You can substitute pistachios for almonds if you prefer. So anyway, bake well tart. So now you're layering jam, frangipane, jam, frangipane, jam, frangipane, almonds on top. Cool.
Oh, Black Betty.
I don't even know what's happening, but I got to stay focused. I'm not going to look.
That's what was that? Going on in my head, so.
Okay.
Keep going.
I know what you guys are thinking. Well, Ian, isn't this Bakewell pudding? I know you'd think that, because Bakewell pudding is very similar, because while neither Bakewell pudding or Bakewell tart are really a pie, Bakewell pudding isn't really a pudding either. The difference between the Bakewell pudding and the Bakewell tart, even though almost identical in every way, is that instead of a short crust tart shell, you will be enjoying the pudding in puff pastry.
Clearly. Clearly. That.
Duh. I didn't say duh. I was just letting you know. Maybe you prefer a flakier pastry and you want to go and make yourself like a rough puff pastry dough and fill it with jam and frangipane and see how that sets up.
Oh, Black Betty.
Frangipane.
Listen, I didn't name it. It's a delicious almond paste. Goes well with jam. This is what happens when Craig picks English desserts. Fortunately, we'll bring it back in 2 weeks, because I don't know what's in store for next week, but I do know what's in store 2 weeks from now.
You just wait until what's in store for next week. It's going to blow your mind.
I doubt it. It's probably something. What was that? Was it that Australian sadness pie that you did like 3 weeks ago? It was the saddest one we've done so far, so hopefully you'll top that.
This one's amazing.
All right. Well, anyway, if we've gotten over the frangipane giggles...
That's a Black Betty.
You guys are the worst. You know who's the best? This Pie for bringing you Bakewell Tart. Thanks, This Pie.
Thanks. All right, moving on. I don't know if there's any moving on from that, but hey, if you happen to go to your local comic book store today and buy a copy of Exiles number 3, you would get yourself a Peggy Carter cover because she's on the cover. See? No? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So Peggy has made her way into print, so good job for our friends at, you know, the Demiurge, because now their character is in print. So that's right. Cool. To reward that, there is a Stars and Stripes offer available in the Heroes for Hire store for not quite $20. Right. You can get 3 Peggy Carters, one of each color, a Master Support Token, and 1,500 Red ISO 8. As Ray pointed out, that if you need some Peggy covers to get yourself a 5-star Captain America cover, because now that's what she gives you, there you go.
That was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, so that is at levels 280, 300, 320, 340, 350, 360. Yellow, red, blue for your first Avenger covers. Let's see, starting yesterday, I believe it was.
Correct.
We talked about the 4 Victory event. And there is a Exiles Limited Vault. This runs with the 4 Victory. It's 47 items. It contains a random Peggy, a random Valkyrie, some Kamala Khan, some patches, and a support token, and then some ISO of, you know, multiple colors. Or just red. It's just red. Nope, it's both. Ignore me. It's got some ISO in it.
It does. Tokens. It has red ISO. It's got those 3 covers, and it's got a... one master level support token?
Yes. No, beginner support token.
Oh.
Also, if you have looked at Valkyrie today, her cover has now been changed to be the cover from Exiles number 1. And then on the 10th, which is tomorrow, will be an unstable ISO. All red ISO 8 is doubled in that event. So who doesn't love double ISO 8? Anyone? Does anyone not love it?
They shouldn't.
Okay. Starting in this event and going forward, story events will have 3 basic support tokens in them, which is up from 1. And going forward, hard missions will now reward 10 red ISO instead of 3. I like that. I like more stuffs.
Yeah. Right? I mean, 10 ISO still might sound like a very little bit, but...
Starting tomorrow, it's going to be 20.
Is it going to be... Wait, didn't you
just
say 10?
Red ISO's doubled. Didn't you just tell me all red ISO was doubled in the unstable ISO 8 event?
Correct.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So if you bump 3 up to 10 and then double it, I feel like that's going to be 20.
That's like math.
This is the all math episode. We're on a roll.
I'm on a roll. It's time to go solo. No? All right.
No. I missed that one.
Yeah, he was rolling in his 5.0 with his rag top down so his hair can blow.
That's right. My homies are on standby, waving just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No. I just drove by. I kept on...
Going, pursuing to the next block.
Pursuing to the next block.
So you continue to
A1A, Beachfront Avenue.
Beachfront Avenue.
The girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock boy lovers were driving Lamborghinis. Jealous, because I'm out getting mine. Shay with a gauge. Vanilla with a 9. All right, in other news, because there's more of that. Release 152 notes. Here's what's changed. In battles where supports are eligible, support information can now be seen when accessing the character's information. In the roster screen, the symbol is now displayed next to characters that have a support equipped. Yep. When swapping one support for another, you're able to see the details of the support you're switching before equipping. When equipping a support, if there are supports that have a synergy perk their character can use, those are displayed first. So that's nice.
Yeah.
Added the text perks to the support info screen to better highlight the button will take you to the perk screen. The support store and packs will remain visible even if you do not have tokens for them. I noticed that today. I was like, what's this? There you go. Remove the healing animation at the start of battles where there is a support perk that gives additional health to a character. Hadn't noticed that one, but there you go.
Yeah, those are a lot of improvements. I like where they're going with it, making the supports easier to use.
That's all I got for news. Do you guys have anything in news?
I do. It's mostly a question, though.
Okay. In my local news, the Pens, pooped the bed, screwed the pooch, and now I'm down to watching the New York Metropolitans until football season. So,
did you see them bat out of order against the Reds yesterday?
I heard about it. I did not see it. Only in New York can we do something that dumb.
So anyway, here's my question. Here's something that I've been I was, this is an issue with the game that I am curious about. So I was playing Puzzle Quest today, and I was trying out the verses where you get to use New Black Widow a little bit. And maybe it's because I play on Steam, maybe not. When I scroll over her Lights Out ability, usually, and when I scroll over any ability, a text window pops up to tell me what that ability does.
Right.
When I scroll over Lights Out, the font is too large, and it doesn't fit in the text window, and it gets cut off halfway through the explanation of her passive ability.
No.
But only that ability. When I scroll over the other two, they read fine.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
I can't, I can't really comment anymore because there's no scrolling on my iPad.
Right. Right. I was going to say, so hopefully someone else plays on Steam for whatever reason that you would do that, and they can check that out. Maybe it's just a fluke. Maybe it's my machine. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm pretty sure it's happening. Sweet. Confirmed.
I like what Donkey Teeth said. Scroll over Lights Out and the screen goes blank. Breaking the fourth wall.
Breaking the wall.
But then I have no additional news.
Breaking the wall.
I was just curious about that issue.
Alrighty. Yeah. Anything? Nothing else in local news, huh?
There was a ton of local news in the Parandiac news feed.
Oh, what's he got?
PSU's outing club is no longer allowed to go outside.
That's true. Well, they're just not allowed to be associated with the university anymore.
Right. Yeah. If they go outside, it can't be a Penn State event. The outing club.
Yeah. Well, scuba people aren't allowed to scuba.
Yeah. Anyway, number two, the Allen Street between College and Beaver, they're proposing an outdoor mall for 6 weeks. What is up with that? Do you know anything about this?
Nope. I try not to pay attention.
Between where and where?
Allen between College and Beaver. So it's the very center of town. They're just going to close the very center of town.
And turn it into an outdoor mall for 6 weeks?
Right.
That sounds dope.
Usually they do it for like a day.
Right.
I have to drive through town.
For Arts Fest, they do it for the week. But
right. That's bad enough.
Well, that just attracts more people and that makes it more congested. I don't think that shutting off that portion of the already unparkable portion of Allen Street is going to do anything but increase downtown foot traffic.
That is true as well. And decrease my wanting of just getting through town quick.
Yeah, you'll just look and go like, oh God, I'm glad I don't come down here anymore.
But in any case, the best cheesesteak in State College can be had at Ernie's, and they just released a chicken version.
Oh, is that the place attached to the first?
The first, yeah.
Yeah, that cheesesteak is dope. Yeah. I've never had it sober, so I can't be like, real firm on this. But when I've had it, it's been amazing.
I mean, I sometimes get that when I have lunch at the local whiskey.
Okay, see, that's a strong maybe. I've never come stumbling out of the first sober and thought, I could really go for a cheesesteak right now. What time is it? 1:30?
What else? State College thinks that they can barbecue. Canyon Wings is changing their name to Canyon Clem and Company with the addition of Clem's Barbecue.
Well, there you go.
So Canyon Wings will have Clem's.
Clem's barbecue chicken was good.
Yeah, that guy made good barbecue. He won't go away. I love it.
Yeah.
He's tenacious.
And finally, Penn State has 24 cases of the mumps since January.
The mumps? I didn't think you could still get the mumps.
You couldn't. And then Jenny McCarthy told you to stop vaxxing your kids. Man. And now you get the mumps.
Like, I don't think I ever met a kid who had the mumps in my life.
Well, you can now.
Yeah.
Man, are we going to have measles outbreaks too?
Well, we have them.
Ah, man.
Yep. Can't get rid of them.
There's only one kind of barbecue, people. It's called Texas. The rest of it is garbage.
That is not true. You take that back.
It is true. Everybody else relies on godforsaken, disgusting sauces because they can't cook meat properly, so they need sauce to cover it up.
Nope. Sauce is an enhancer that you add after the fact.
No, that's what salt and pepper are.
No. Dry rubs are... How is a dry rub different than a sauce? I mean, obviously, I understand texturally how it's different, but it doesn't make you somehow better. Because you totally use dry rubs, you're a fool.
Nope,
the only people who are wrong about barbecue, and I don't remember if it's Eastern or Western North Carolina, but whoever thinks that vinegar is the appropriate base is disgusting.
I'm on board with that. I think you're going to get agreement across the board there.
Yeah.
Maybe not in listeners, but the three of us.
Yeah.
What's the Kansas City stuff? Is that the brown sugar base ones?
That sounds right, but I'm not sure.
Apparently, Samurai has killed you, so... All right, moving on.
Congratulations, Ian, you're dead to me.
This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Johnny sets Sweet D on fire.
How appropriate.
Yeah, that really worked out well. Well, then let me tell you a tiny bit about the original Captain America. You guessed it, Johnny Storm.
What?
He played used to play Human Torch in the...
Yeah, I'm on board now.
I was almost. Right. I tried to black out those Fantastic Four movies because they suck.
So here is the character that everybody loves to hate and that Joe loves to love. Human Torch. He's got red, black, and green. His red does a little direct damage, blows up two red tiles. About 2,200 damage is what he is doing with his fireball. Costs 8 red. For a 10 black AP, you could launch his Inferno. He changes 8 basic color tiles into attack tiles that deal 146 damage per turn. But it depletes your blue, purple, and yellow AP stores by 30%. Hateful.
Yeah.
And then the good old Flame Jet. The low cost of 5, green AP, it deals... I'm trying to remember when it goes off. It goes off during a not appropriate damage dealing portion of the phase.
It's at the start of your turn.
Right. So he's dealing 175 damage for each green AP that you have at the start of your turn, and it depletes 1 green AP per turn.
Yeah, but if you can keep a pile of green going, it does good damage.
Yeah, absolutely. When he's boosted, he is no slouch in the damage department.
And
his red.
The green power is quite possibly the single worst used power by the computer AI.
Yeah. It is neck and neck with Jab Jab Cross.
Yep. Oh, sure.
Because they will fire that off for its no damage thing, and then you'll never see it again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, absolutely. The computer is definitely, AI is defeated on how to use Flame Jet, because otherwise it's very effective. Again, and as always, I could be wrong, but 5-3-5 seems like an obvious build. That Inferno power, not only does it deplete your own AP, but that seems to be all it does.
I agree. I like him in a 5-3-5.
Yeah, and so that is what you need to know about 2-star uncommon Medusa's X, Johnny Storm, the Human Torch. Keeping it always sunny here in Xandar.
And,
just because he goes supernova.
Right.
Always sunny. So just before anybody complains about the fact that neither Craig or I have him at a 5-3-5, I know for myself, it's because I haven't used him yet on this run through, like, you know, recycling. So I haven't.
Oh, right.
I haven't respect him. I don't do that until I go to use them. 2-star.
I don't touch the 2-stars. Whatever are the first 13 powers, that's what they get until the day I sell them.
Correct. Craig is correct. There's no reason to respec a 2-star.
Yeah, see, I respec them when I go to use them.
Mm.
Nope. Whatever my 3 highest level 2-stars are, whatever the 3 powers is they have, they're the ones in the fight that day.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I could hear it. I use the same ones every day, so once they're built correctly, I can just leave them alone for quite some time.
Alrighty. It's at the mailbag. What you got, Willie?
There weren't that many comments this time, so I left a bunch of them in. Hey, thanks, Lumpy. Joe. Start off with Joe. Joe said, Polly D is...
Heard of that guy.
Oh, okay. Polly D is not a financial genius. I better call my accountant. He says, we're 1 month away from getting our first newly added 4-star to the crash. Newly added Lockjaw. So hopefully we'll be seeing some new 4-stars coming up here in the short term. He says that he really misses playing Rock Band, which, in a way, so do I.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Yeah, it was fun. As a side note, he's always fascinated by what image populates when he adds the show to the Tumblr site. So whenever he adds the Puzzle Warriors podcast to the Tumblr site, it grabs the image that I selected for the webpage, which is basically a Marvel image related to something we've talked about, usually like a featured character or something. It doesn't always match the image that's on the podcast itself. So in any case, you should check it out by going to soon-to-be-named-network.com. And he also said, a week where Melonhead is boosted is a week I want to live all the time. I don't know if you guys were using Professor X at all this week.
No.
No.
Nay.
Yeah. Neither was I, but that brings me to who I was using. Every fight this last week, I have been using Moon Knight with Cloak and Dagger and just punching everyone. It has been a lot of fun.
Hooded I've definitely been on... Moon Knight with Quake.
Interesting.
Just because, you know, some of those guys can get their Tommy guns going.
Yeah,
Quake to reduce that damage.
She does reduce Tommy guns to, you know, pellets, but but they both have AoE green, so that's why I was confused. But
his green isn't AoE; it targets one person.
Oh, that's true. But I want his green. I would never use Quake's green. It's just I don't know.
I was only using his black, really, just to. Because, you know, obviously they're both hanging out with Thanos, so he needed to heal himself up after Thanos killed something. He would have to punch someone to death and heal up.
Yeah, yeah. That's the big thing. Oh, and I was using, if I was doing the PvE, it was Moon Knight with Cloak and Dagger and the Forgotten Blade, because
nice. All
three of them can heal themselves. True healing. So it was just an infinite winning combination. Moving on. Jordan from Jersey. Nomad Cap, his powers are solid overall. His revive power is nuts. I would agree with that. And he also said the D&D escape room, you get around to all the magical escapes by just encasing the escape room in lead. Okay, sure. How does your guy have that much lead?
Is lead magic proof?
I'm not sure that much lead is available in a standard D&D world, but okay, all right.
I didn't know lead was magic proof.
Yeah, you can't teleport.
Can't detect magic through lead.
Yeah.
Oh, me. It foils Superman and magicians.
Yeah, what you gotta wait till Lois walks from out behind the thing to tell her what color underwear are.
Right.
So it's what is it? 3 feet of wood, 1 foot of stone, and like any amount of lead blocks magic? Anyway.
Is it like a foot of wood and an inch of stone?
I don't know. I thought it was a foot of stone. Some DM I am. So Skrognar Gutentag says, unrelated to MPQ, the new John Mulaney special on Netflix has a whole bit about a sleeping shirt. So you can
it does, and it was hilarious.
Yeah?
The whole stand-up was hilarious.
I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's solid gold from start to finish.
He also said, in regards to the episode title, you said Natty Light. I'm glad somebody picked up on it. Then we got a wall of text from Hilo V64. In defense of Elektra. There's a lot of text here. I will give you the TLDR that Elektra isn't garbage, especially when boosted. Basically, it's about, you know, stealing special tiles and who to use her with. And there's a nice paragraph of information. If you're interested in how to use Elektra, go check it out on Reddit, the Marvel Puzzle Quest Reddit under our post. It's interesting.
I use her to fight Cassilius.
Sure, I do too. Absolutely. Allows you to put more of those strike tiles out that you can destroy.
Yeah, I think that's really the only time I've used her in the past, like, year, you know, on purpose.
Baron Diak also said, he's in the South and he has Comcast. Few areas in Florida have Cox.
Well, that's because they're all old. I mean, look at them.
They're old.
They're old.
Featured pie of the week, Millionaire Pie. Does not sound terrible. I have to give it a go. And the new character, Blonde Widow, seems like she's going to be fun with the dropping AP costs.
Yeah, once I get some covers for her, I'll, you know, try that out.
Yeah, and there's a long section here by FAHQ 1977 who talks about a 4-star Black Widow. First, he said that the dev team has worked to make characters close to their comic abilities, which is a very cool thing. In terms of gameplay, he started out, he's like, she's pretty underwhelming, and says that she doesn't really fit into the higher 4-star meta well. Would choose Wasp over her because some overlapping colors there with the yellow and the black, but not as useful as Chavez, but a fair support if you need stun. But then he came back and edited it and said, I will say that I'm warming to her. In PvP, he used the Gambit Thor team with her, and Thor at 50% making her yellow, and it lowered Gambit's red to a 4-cost AP.
Ugh.
Yeah, he says he just tore through the teams, and her black is fairly easy to trigger, and three turns of stun plus AP generation with that team. Yeah, I can see that as just being devastating. I'm not sure that you would use her on a, you know, five-star play, you know, as an active character in PvP, but that team sounds insane. And finally, D-Wing Illinois said that as engaged and energetic as Ian was, he sounds positively manic at 1.5 speed. Do people still do that? Do you still listen to the podcast at 1.5 times? I don't get that. It's not really a actual question. I was just rhetorically kind of making fun of you for doing it. But anyway, he also said, I love Electra. He gave no explanation. He just put those words down. So
okay.
So there you go. That's what I got in the mailbag. Thanks, Lumpy.
Thanks, Billy.
Mail delivered. You've got mail.
Oh, Craig, I have some news for you.
Oh, I need news.
I was sitting idly in my living room, and the screensaver on my Sling TV occasionally says, hey, why don't you download this app? Or why don't you download this app? And I ignore most of it. But this one scrolled by and said, hey, do you want to watch a Hellblazer cartoon? Download this app. And I went, I don't know. Do I?
Oh, the new CW app.
Yeah, the CW Seed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it said, hey, we got a new Hellblazer cartoon on here. And apparently it's, for some reason, it's voiced by...
Matt Ryan.
Yeah, from the Falcons. Like, 130 mil a game isn't enough?
No, not quite that, Matt Ryan.
Okay, good. I was worried. I was like, Matty Ice needs to do voice work on top of his football career?
Yeah, I think Matty Ice is probably doing okay.
But, all right.
But yeah, I all things Hellblazer, I'm on board with. I've heard that Disney is starting, or Disney, jeez. DC is starting their own streaming service, apparently. So Joe tells me on his podcast.
Right on.
And there's apparently a rumor of a Swamp Thing live action show. And, you know, that could get me some Hellblazer, so that could be
sure.
Cool.
Here. I just wanted to let you know if you weren't already aware of that. I'm going to check that out. I'll let you know if it's any good.
Yeah, I've had that app on my iPad waiting for that cartoon to actually show up. Like, it's been coming for months and months and months.
Okay, I think it's...
Because they've been showing me, ready. Vixen and you could also watch, like, the old the Hellblazer TV show, Constantine show.
Okay, right on.
The actual live-action show. So, here you go. For Ray's edification, Ray, you got 10 minutes until we got to click buttons.
True story.
All right.
Quick, finish the show.
We'll do both at the same time. We're multi-talented.
Okay.
This week. Oh, wait. I've totally screwed this up.
How multi-talented are we?
Not very. So once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
we just want to pump you up.
I don't know. That was pretty good.
Take it away, Ian.
All right, let me tell you about this week's boosted characters before things spiral any further. Starting with the boosted 3-stars. Not a ton to get excited about, but nothing too crushingly disappointing. 3-star Blade is a longtime favorite of mine. He is a master of strike and attack tiles.
Mm.
The Daredevil is a master of blowing up strike and attack tiles. I like the Hood's ability to... Uh-oh, hold on. This is the end.
Beautiful. I'm coming friend.
Coming for you, Elizabeth. This is the big one. The Hood. I enjoy his ability to steal, to wreck enemy AP.
Best thief in the game.
Yeah. His yell is a little pricey, but it does blow up a lot of board shake. Craig's buddy Squirrel Girl is boosted.
Yeah.
Her okay abilities will be a little bit stronger. And the always forgettable Vision also boosted this week. So his blue AoE should be potent once again.
Blue AoE? Isn't his red AoE?
No, I think red fires the ability. I think blue gives him heavy density. Yellow gives him light density.
You are correct.
So you
got
to go blue to activate the... Yeah.
I stand corrected, sir.
Right on. No problem. Now let me tell you about the boosted 4-stars of the week. Well, no surprise, everybody's favorite, Peggy Carter, is boosted this week.
Ooh. Yeah, Peggy.
Very versatile. Very well liked. Her red, when champed, does just a big pile of damage. And her blue, when champed, does a big pile of damage.
Yeah.
So she's catching them coming and going. And gosh, does she make things cheaper or does she make things more expensive for them?
More expensive for them.
Right on. So that won't change, but she still does that. And she's excellent at it.
Yeah.
Her blue power is just the best.
Yeah, the fact that it does so much damage, you know, when the countdowns go off, and it stuns two enemies for multiple turns.
Right.
Amazing.
Yeah, she was a big anniversary release and one of the better conceived characters that they've had over the last year or so, in my opinion. Mockingbird, she's boosted, which means her red's probably going to do even more damage because it already does the most damage. Boosted, it's probably too much damage.
Absolutely deadly.
Awesome. I don't have all... I don't know what her other two abilities are, to be honest. I only have her at, like, one red.
So I've been using her with Thor and America. Her ability to just secretly fire off one of your other powers when you make a match four. Oh, it's so powerful.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even know that was... a thing that she did.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, she's good.
If you do, if you have it at 5, you do a match 4, and if you have 6 AP in the color that you match, it fires a random friendly power at no cost.
Well, it's when the enemy makes a match 4, right?
Yeah. The enemy makes a match 4. So, which is easy to set up.
Right.
You know, because they always make the match 4. But, firing off one of Thor's powers at random, it's nice.
For free? Yeah, that sounds like a bargain. Well, that's fantastic. So she's going to be, you know, hitting some home runs this week. Now we're getting a little deeper into the roster of the boosted 4-stars. One of the most, I would say, asked for, anticipated characters that turned out to be one of the, I don't want to say biggest letdowns, but Nightcrawler did not live up to people's expectations. I don't know anybody who's like, you know who you got to use? Nightcrawler. Don't get me wrong. I'm ready for next week's mailbag when someone gives a 4-paragraph dissertation on why Nightcrawler is the best character in the game, and I don't think they're wrong in any way. I'm just saying, I feel like every survey that they put out was what character do you want to see in this game? Nightcrawler was always on it, and then he came out and everybody's like, oh, he was cool. And then that was that.
Yeah, Bamf is fun.
It is. It's a ton of fun.
That is true. Bamf is fun.
Bamf is a lot of fun. I don't hear a lot of Nightcrawlers in my premium team.
But, I mean, that is the only argument. Everybody, you know, Nightcrawler, hey, he's not that good. Well, Bamf is fun.
Yeah, it really is, though. A lot of color flipping, a lot of board shake, just a lot of good stuff out of Bamf. The Winter Soldier is boosted this week. Senor Bucky Barnes. He's another guy who is better than I think he is, but not very popular. Which is understandable because he's slow and controlly. The AP steal that you get from his purple is good.
Mm-hmm.
And his red does a lot of damage if you can get it to go off. Other than that, he's okay. And again, this is probably the... everybody was like, oh my God, Kraven the Hunter. And now everybody's like, oh man, Kraven the Hunter. Like, that's a sad token opening day when it's a Kraven the Hunter day. What's he do, mostly trap tiles?
No one knows what he does.
Okay. I know he does some trap tiles.
Yeah.
That do a little bit of AP steal, but it's not targeted, and it's pretty random, so that's not super helpful.
I have read his powers multiple times. I have used him, and I have gone up against him, and I have no idea what he does.
Right.
He gets rid of special tiles. That's the only thing that I know
he debuffs special tiles. He steals random AP, and he destroys AP from you and them, and then adds them together to do damage?
Yeah.
Ugh. Well.
Not holding back.
Yeah, hang in there, Kraven the Hunter. Your day will come.
Affectionately known as Safari Joe.
Safari Joe does fails it for the first
again.
Time. I just picked up that box set. I want to share that with my son, and I would definitely want to watch the Safari Joe episode, see if it holds up.
He'll love that one.
Hopefully he loves the whole thing. But
yeah.
as I think I've mentioned before, he's not used to that sort of stuff because cartoons these days have to provide children with some amount of substance.
No, so they should just sell me toys.
No, the idea of just selling you toys or just giving you something like comic mischief and cartoon violence for the sake of it blew his mind the first time he realized that that was a possibility.
Yeah.
Tom and Jerry changed his life.
In the worst possible way, I'm sure.
For sure. For sure. But so those are your boosted 4 stars for the week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thank you, Mystify.
Mystify.
Mystify. Right.
9:58. I just refreshed the screen. Still no button. So
it's already sold out, dude. Be cool.
It probably is. Probably is. All right. Let's see what you got on the vine. I still got a dead duck. A duck dying.
Oh, crap. I need to check mine.
It's got like 20 hours left on it. I'm just gonna hit sell now. How about that?
Yeah. Mine has 2 hours, 8 minutes.
And then I got a bunch of 2 stars. I got a 4-star King of Wakanda. That's dying.
Uh-oh. How's that happening?
2 and 3 star. All I get is red.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I have it at a 1, 3, 5, so that's not going anywhere. That's it. That is all.
Okay. Well, so I had the duck. I already sold it because 2 hours left. I'll forget if I don't do it now. And other than that, I have 26 2-stars.
Wow. That's quite a few.
Yeah, I've got... I need to actually look at them and see what I need to do, because it's Black Widow, it's Ares, it's Magneto, it's Bullseye, it's
Oh my
Cap.
God, Ray, click the button, Ray.
All right. Oh my goodness. So I have a Spider-Woman that is dying on the vine, and it will get sold now before I forget, because she's nowhere close. And then I've got another couple days that I can waste on a 3-star angel. Not that I needed to clarify, because there's only one variety of angel, but he is in fact dying on my vine.
Mm. Didn't you have him
last week?
Just
stay focused, guys. I did. Okay. There's only 5 days left, and I don't think I'll get to him unless I start, opening a lot of covers and getting a lot of good bonuses, and hopefully he's my bonus person. I think Elektra's my bonus person, so it wouldn't help even if I did start opening covers. But I think that's it.
You're not going to change your bonus just to get Angel?
I don't even know if he's, in a somewhere where I would be like, oh, well, he is pretty close. I should probably, try to remedy that before it's too late. So now I got to scroll. And he's at a 5-2-3. That's far enough away that I'm not expecting to get there.
Sure.
Even if he was my bonus.
Yeah, fair enough.
Right? This vine. Thanks, this vine.
Let's open up some tokens.
Sure. I got a gateway timeout, so...
Refresh! I am now in line. I am placed in a line on a first-come, first-served basis.
Oh.
Do not refresh this page.
Oh, okay. Don't refresh that page.
Yeah, I had to refresh because I got a gateway timeout, so I doubt I'm getting anything. Anyway, that's an update on BlizzCon tickets and how they're sold out instantly.
I'm going to click on Lumberjack's ear.
Okay.
It's a 4-star... It's a red Valkyrie.
Ooh.
Nice.
So that's something I can do something with there.
Man, I want Valkyrie.
I think. Let's see. Valkyrie is now a 2-3-1. So there you go. She's slowly getting
right on.
Good deal.
I am going to click on him as well in this sour expression that he's making. That little mean mug that he's got on his face. Like he's someone intimidating. Let's see what Mocking Cap gets me. Hey, it gets me a Nico.
I like her.
Mystical Affinity.
I've
heard positive reviews.
Yeah, she's a strong utility character. Absolutely. All right, well, I got 3, so...
All right, so she's got not 1, 2, 1.
Oh, nice. You getting there? Getting there?
Yeah.
Was that the first one of that power?
Yes, correct. She was at a 1-2.
I hate leveling them until they have all 3 powers, so some reason that's important to me. So, all right. I'm going to poke him in the ear. Hey, look. Purple cover time.
Nice. Congratulations.
Always is.
Always
make
is.
Up for the fact that he, yes, makes up for the fact that he's not going to get any BlizzCon tickets, dude. Give him a break.
Chain Whip. Ghost Rider.
Whip.
Well, I thought 5-star, that worked. I'm going to poke him in the ear again. All right. This is a 4-star Rogue. All right.
She good.
And another 4-star Lockjaw. All right.
Like him, too.
Nothing that I can't use. And a 5-star Robbie Reyes. Can't complain.
I think the day that Cap went into the tokens, I think I opened like 20 that day. Got 1 cap.
Yeah, you're still ahead of me, if it makes you feel any better.
Well, in more important news, it got me a Jessica Jones.
Mm. Ooh. Nice. So you're back to having everyone?
I have all the peoples.
Nice.
So that was good times.
Yeah, I'm still missing Lumbercap.
Oh, and things that just blew my mind. Donkey T said he opened 111 tokens on Monday.
Wow.
I'm not sure I've gotten 111 tokens, like, in 3 years.
That is a roster-changing event right there.
Man, that's a lot. I just can't fathom A, hoarding that many, and B, willing to sit there and click on it 111 times in a row. Crazy.
I don't know. If I remember correctly, Ian did that on the show once with, what, 2 stars or 1 stars?
Oh, yeah.
Open to hoard.
It was something. Right. It was tedious.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, this guy.
This guy.
Woo, this guy.
Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Oh, my goodness. I've heard about a podcast network. I bet you could listen to shows and know about, nope, you wouldn't. I've already forgotten. You referenced it multiple times this episode, and I have nowhere to go back to. Let's just send people to soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com, because there you can find a variety of podcasts that will help fill your commutes and downtime with lots of amusing topics. If you would like a direct link to some of the pages, you can find them on puzzlewarriors3.com, or you could go to soon-to-be-named-network at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com for all the information you need and all the archived shows that we put out.
Muy bien.
Hmm?
Anything else for the good of the order?
Apparently, Donkey Teeth is still looking for people for his soon-to-be-named alliance in-game. So,
Contact Donkey Teeth.
Yeah, if you're looking for an alliance, you should go to Discord and message Donkey Teeth. Donkey Teeth.
Donkey Teeth.
I'm still in line, Craig. Are you still in line?
I'm still in line.
Okay.
Do not refresh this page.
Yep.
All right. I think that's all we got then. We'll have to maintain the suspense until next week to see if we got tickets or not. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. PuzzleWarriors3.com is where you can find us. All the links you may ever want. Click on something there at the Amazon banner. Buy your mom something and be nice to us. Right? That's what I'm saying. That's the short version. CafePress.com/PuzzleWarriors3. Nice mom gifts there as well. That's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, eat them up. Yum. Goodbye, everybody.
Wow. Okay.
Goodbye. Goodbye, friends.
Good night.